Whew. What a shit show. What an absolute shit show at Ethel Kennedy's funeral yesterday, where right before Bill Clinton hit on a dead woman at her funeral, I swear to God that happened. It was crazy. That wasn't the weirdest thing. Here you had these two idiots talking about Michelle Obama's dick. Allegedly, of course. Nah, I'm just messing with you. That was the meme. That was a fantastic meme, by the way. You had these two idiots in some sort of terse conversation, probably about tapioca. Right? Nope, probably. And everybody was like, what the hell are they talking about? We need a lip reader. 1 billion calls for lip readers yesterday were launched on the X platform alone. And we got glorious memes about it. The one where Joe's asking Obama over here if Michelle's a man. No, he's not a man. What? Whoa. Has he got a dick? And so that was probably what most people assumed was being said. But apparently Gunther found an actual lip reader. Let's see. Breaking: 2 top Democrats know Kamala is in deep shit. Professional lip reader decoded what was discussed. Obama and Biden are freaking out because Kamala can't win. And so I don't know. I have no idea about lip readers. I don't know anything about body language ghosts. They can't be happy about the situation. It was supposed to be a layup. I mean, the media's working overtime. The deep state's working overtime. Big tech's working overtime. Everybody's working way overtime to protect Kamala Harris. And it's looking bad. Now, these idiots steal elections. And so this is making them, it's making it even more difficult for them to steal an election. That's not making these dudes over here happy, because they'd much rather be at Epstein's Island. But let's go see what the professional lip reader had to say. Washington over here: President Biden griped to former President Barack Hussein Obama Barry Soteros that she, this is, by the way, just, you got to step back for a second. She's not as strong as me. This guy's got a difficult time going up and down fucking stairs, right? Again, he's almost 90 years old. So if he wasn't a monstrous piece of shit, I'd feel a little bit sad for him. But he's a monstrous piece of shit, so he can go fuck himself. So this guy gets lost on stage. If anybody asks him a question that's outside the realm of flavors of fucking ice cream, he loses his shit. And he's saying she's weaker than him. She's weaker. She's not as strong as me. Well, you're a shitty, goofball, weak-ass candidate. Well, Obama then agrees, saying, "That's true," in a stunning off-mic conversation deciphered for the Post by a professional lip reader. This is a Washington Post? This is Washington Post dropping this? So, yeah. Here's what I know. Kamala Harris went from a ridiculous amount of overweight propaganda. And everybody said that the honeymoon period was going to fade. And it faded really quick. Remember, just a few months ago, these idiots were all masturbating and telling everybody, "Oh my God, Kamala's so brat. Oh my God, we're going to win. Oh my God, oh my God." And now they're just openly bribing black dudes. The tone has shifted. She's angry as fuck. She's melting down in public. They're editing her interviews to make her sound like she's not a complete moron. The Joy campaign has melted away quicker than the Unity and Healing campaign of Joe Biden. So good. I hope both of these fuckers end up in prison. Yeah, I hope Kamala Harris and these idiots and the people behind them are unable to steal another election, and we arrest these people. Let's go, boys. Thanks so much for watching the video. Support channel. Kept up to date on lip reading. Hit that subscribe button and make way, because the salt must flow.